But this morning I'd like just to look at Jonah.
I morgon ska vi hitta Jonas profeten.
And as we look at it, I'd like just to each ask two questions.
Och så vi hittar Jonas så en ska vi spyr och skall två spurningar.
First, does any of this story apply to me?
För det första,
you might think, well, I've never fallen off a trawler and gone deep into the sea and been swallowed by a fish. No, maybe not. But what was in Jonah's heart? What's in our hearts? And what was in the hearts of the people of Nineveh? And secondly, if some of this does apply to me, then how am I going to respond to God? Okay, Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
Jonas 1-2.
The Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai: get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it, because I've seen how wicked its people are.
Or Hans kom til Jonas, som er midt i han sier, halta steg fer til Nineveh, stora steg, og tale mot honom, til ønskapet herre stien opp fyrir anlit møtt.
God will pronounce judgment on a wicked city.
God for a dømme hendan enda bui.
Judgment on the city as a whole.
Bui er skulu dømtur sum heild.
But also on the individuals within it. Because the individuals had turned their backs on God. They were Gentiles. They didn't know much about God at all. But the little bit they knew about God, they had turned their backs on. I remember a friend of mine in France who I witnessed to for several months. And he said, but I don't see God anywhere. But I said, yeah, it's because you've turned your back to him. You don't want to see him. I can't see you who are sitting behind me. And most of the world is like that. Most of the world does not want to see God. Do you want to see God? Or do you want to keep your back to him and just go your own way? Now you might say that this is pretty harsh of God, isn't it? I mean, these people didn't know a lot about him, and he was going to bring judgment on them. But the very last verse of Jonah, of the book, shows something more of God's heart. I'll comment on the English if you don't mind, just stick with the English for a second.
Sure.
But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness.
And Nineveh have even 120,000 folks from Leva or Andalia Mishkri.
Okay, the literal translation is those who don't know their left hand from their right hand. The point really is that their knowledge is very little.
Men det som Jonas säger är att tarabitan är regliga amarska.
God said that they know very, very little.
De känner regliga luten.
Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city?
Skulle jag inte vara en slugan stor by i miskun?
And so the greatest sinner who turns his back against God.
Så den största syndaren som vänder Gud tillbaka.
God feels sorry for him and wants him to turn around. But the whole problem with sin or the results of sin,
tribulation be through some sin to be visited,
right from the very beginning, is that sin results in death. God said to Adam, the day you eat of that fruit, you will die.
God said to Adam, tam dagen du eter hasa fruktene, skal du visselig dodja.
He didn't say you'll say lots of prayers.
Well, I'll say it to go by a neck.
Or sing hymns.
Eller synge sanger.
Or do anything else.
Eller gjøre også annet.
You'll die.
To dust.
And that is the result of my sin. The result of my sin is that I deserve to die.
Og ønsker det er min synd personlig er til at jeg har oppbevåret deg.
And when I say die, I don't just mean for my body to die, but to be separated from God forever. That is the result. But God doesn't want us to suffer that punishment, that death.
Men God ønsker okkum ikki at lúja handan hasa straffna og handa deyjan.
And he sent Jesus to take that punishment instead of us.
Og tí sendi hann Jesus at taka handan dómin í staðin fyrir okkum við okkara stað.
And God's message has always been God's message to man has always been turn around.
Og boðskapur Guds til okkara at vera vend við.
Trust me.
Lord, amen.
I have given Jesus instead.
I have given Jesus instead of him.
I heard this week that Icelanders were asked about their spiritual beliefs.
I heard this week that Icelanders were spurted om tæra andaliu, etta tæra andaliu atsuma.
And most of them said that they believe in themselves.
Og flestu sagt at þeir trúa på sig sjálvan.
Are we any? Do we ever feel like that?
Every kanska loika.
You know, those who spend their time studying their own shadows.
Tæsum bruka tíma at granska sinn eigin skugga.
And think how beautiful their shadows are.
Og hetja at kussu verkur tað skuggi er.
Do they ever see the sun?
Fer nei kanna sjá sólina. Of
course not.
Sjóa tíð.
Jesus died on the cross and God offers that forgiveness.
Jesus died on the cross and God bjóðar okkum fyrirgeving.
I'd like to illustrate this by a story that would only fit here and perhaps in the Faroes.
Og eg skal lýsa til ein sjóv sum kanska passa vel til her í Faroe.
Let's say that there is an epidemic of avian flu here.
Og lat okkum segja at ta vera nøyli nei ella sett av ein influensa.
And people go down to the hospital here.
Og fastin fer lakna.
And the doctor diagnoses this particular flu.
Og lakna staffastur hesa her influensa við afinja.
And he said there is no normal medicine to treat that.
Og hann segir til ikki normalt medisin sum kan leggja hetta.
But it's very curious that right on the top of Little Doiman there is a plant.
And tað er alvarst at hava uppi toppin av Little Doiman her er ein vaksin lítil planta.
And if you were to go to the top of Little Doiman and you take a couple of leaves from that plant and you eat it straight away.
Og viss du so fæst upp á Little Doiman på toppen her og tekur tvei blø av plantene og etir dei so fer til at henta at
then that would cure the sickness.
At hu forsa blua grøttur fiskur.
I know it's only a story.
Once again?
This is just a story.
I have to better serve.
Okay. Now, the doctor says what you need to do is to go outside. There is a helicopter standing outside that will fly you to the top of Little Doiman and you can go and deal with your problem right now and it will fly you back.
Lakna sé við at senda helikopter út á feira, tvar að flikka til Little Doiman og hekkast fer að leysa til trúð like.
And so you can be cured and you don't need to pay anything for the helicopter.
Og so the fish girl does get paid mega for the helicopter.
And some go they see this.
Some area such a that
and they think Yeah, well, I'm not going to take a helicopter. I'm going to do this my own way. I'm going to swim out there.
If I swim out there.
Would they make it? No. Let's say that ladder which has been there in on Lutlodoiman, if that broke and fell down into the sea.
Let us see that's a trap in there from Furukan up on Lutlodoiman. Let us see it here scramble salmon new shekton.
And we're sick with this sickness.
Or with the shook.
And so we go out and we try to row out there.
So we try to erect the out.
But we get maybe to the foot of Lutlodoiman.
Og så kommer vi til landet nå, Lutlodoiman.
And there's no. How can we get up to the top?
Men hur stiger vi? Hur släpper vi upp?
So how stupid!
Och vi ser, hur spets det är här.
Get on the helicopter.
Här ombord helikoptern.
If you value your life.
Om du har en värdering för din egen liv.
Get on the helicopter.
Här så ombord helikoptern till han är gratis.
You know. Many of the world want to try to justify themselves. They want to swim to remedy their problems. Or to row. And God says, look, come to Jesus, it's free.
Come to Jesus, it's free.
But the problem is that we don't want to change the way that we're the direction we're going.
Men troblaisen er han at vi ikke skal brøyta til leiu við skal hava valt at ganga.
If we live our lives with our back to God.
Um við leva okkar lív við ryggin vendan til Gud.
And God says turn around.
Og Gud segir vend við.
If we don't want to turn around.
Og við skal vilja venda við.
He won't force us.
Han frýsir mig okkum.
But you know this chance to turn around to God is not going to last for very long. I remember the last time I was here in Faroes. There was a grindadrap in Fuglafjør.
So a grindabo in Fuglafjør.
It was very exciting.
Spennant.
The boat, the whales were sighted out north of Øya. And a number of boats went out there, got behind them, and started bringing them in towards Djupine. And they were coming in towards Djupine. Remember that's between Kalsoy and Eysturoy.
Yeah, the forest in Djupine, the middle of Kalsoy and Eysturoy.
And they kept coming, and they kept coming. And they came over Potlerin. And then right into Fuglafjør.
Og så en eventian in af Fuglafjør.
And we could see them coming in.
Og vi så dem komme.
And right there, as they got right onto the beach.
Og så der naska var sandmen.
The men went down and killed them.
Så for mennene der og lopo av laman og skar der hals.
If somebody had could have warned those whales when they were swimming over Djupine, what could they have done? Could they have done anything to escape? Of course.
Sure.
They could have dived. Dive, turned around backwards and gone out north. But they didn't do it. When it was time. 5 minutes later. It was too late. They couldn't dive. God offers us a chance to turn around while there's time. But so many refuse. Until it's too late. Until it's too late.
Until they are innocent.
You might be thinking, but I have dreams of what I would like to be and do in 10 years time.
Men du hugsa kanska, eg havi drøymi um kva eg skal vera og kva skal gera um 20 år.
If I follow God, maybe I want those dreams can't be realized.
Og me fer finna gott yetta, so fer kanska seg heim nú skal vera lata.
Where will you be in 100 years time?
Men kva skal vera um 100 år?
You'll be somewhere.
Tu verður okkur staðar.
Your dreams on earth, what will have happened to them then?
Og tykkara jörðu dreymar, hvað verður þeim þá?
Jonah had this message from God.
Jonas fekk hann boðskap frá Guði.
Jonah was a believer.
Jonas var ein trúgvandi maður.
And God told him,
og Gud segir við hann,
to go to Nineveh.
A fara til Nineveh.
With his message.
Við hesum boðskapin.
At least we can say that Jonah was listening.
Við kunnu kussu sjá at Jonas lustaði.
One of my friends who lives in Germany.
Einar minn tusku vinum.
He said that he thinks that most Christians in Germany,
han segir at han hugsar at þeir flestu kristnir í Tyskland,
they are living, I'm talking about believers, they are living just far enough away from God,
they live akkurat no lengt burtu frá Guði,
so that they can't hear if God is speaking to them to tell them to do something they don't want them to do.
So as at a higher good television at be the gear and as pay it will you know.
So that's sort of safe to keep at a distance like that.
So they are tricked a bit of no length boosters.
And Jonah did not want to obey God.
Well, Jonas will be it will you good.
You know, there was a time when God told me to join, to apply to New Tribes Mission.
Well, there was actually a period where God told me to apply to our New Tribes Mission.
And I thought, but God, that's not for me.
I said, God, that is not for me.
Look, I've studied university for 9 years.
And
I've, you asking me to go to people that can't even read and write?
Well, to be fair, the folks who do a first lesson, let's give up.
Yeah, God, I want to follow you, but not that way.
God, it is a thing to them, it's a hand on me.
One of the verses the Lord really challenged me with was this.
Well, I thought I'm rushing some good to help you on the way back there.
If you love me,
und du älskar mig,
you will keep my commands.
So held the bomb in there.
And I really struggled.
Jag började svita.
I didn't want to do what God asked me to do.
Du insisterar på som god bärmachera.
But I asked God to change my heart.
Men det bad God my bröda mitt hjärta.
And he did.
Han gjort.
I'm so glad that he did.
Och jag är så glad för att han gjort det.
It's far better to follow him.
Det är mycket bättre att följa honom.
Because his dreams for us are far greater than our dreams.
Det är hans drömmar för oss och är mycket större än våra.
Jonah probably just wanted to stay at home with his wife and family.
Och Jonas han är bara hur över hemma vid konsen och vattnen.
God wanted him to see 120,000 people turning to him.
Men God ynskte att bruka han att få 120,000 folk att vända vid till sin.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if God would take you and your family?
Det är underbart om God tog dig och dina.
And used you to bring, say, 50,000 people to the Lord.
Og brukte tekun at leia 50,000 mennesker til Herren.
The 50,000 people in heaven forever.
Og tey verið 50,000 folk at sjá í himlunum í allar ævir.
Is that maybe a little bit bigger than the dream you have for your life now?
It has in the sort of kanska and pandremus into heaven just now for living to them.
I'm going to have to stop. But
if you're coming,
you know, Jonah ran away from God.
So you did Jonas flutjaje bursta fra Gud.
And God talked to a fish.
Og Gud talaði við ein fisk.
And the fish obeyed God.
Og fiskurin var Gudi lojun.
Now, to think that you could look a fish in the mouth, look a fish in the eyes.
I hope so that he'll switch and fisk with Aegean.
And say, one of you was more obedient than me.
Well, see, I'm a fish, and I'm not thinking where my alluvion and ever.
Are we obeying what God says to us?
Er vid lojun gode?
As we share together, as we break bread together, and we think what Jesus did for us.
Som vi bråda breg saman og minnast atra det som Jesus gjorde fyrir okkum.
Jesus in that is also showing us that he wants us to offer ourselves to him. To allow him, sorry.
Vi tru vísu hann að sinni okkum at hann ynskir okkum at geva okkum lív fyrir hann.
To he wants to break our lives.
Hann ynskir at forma okkar lív.
To break our lives into pieces and share with others.
Og brota okkar lív við pettir so at vi kunnu vera lúta við jörðum.
It's hard.
It's hard first.
But it was hard for Jesus to come.
Men það er ikki hard for Jesus to come.
He did it because he loves us.
Hann gerði tað til elskar okkum.
He asks us to do it if we love him.
Og hann biður okkum gera tað sama um við elskar